Chuck, this is Rick Tating on Trump Kathleen. Trump is T-R-U-M. Trump. T as in Thomas. T-R-U-M. Trump. Kathleen. K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Date of birth is 9/1/1945. Date of visit 3/25/22. Please make a copy for Lauren Sloan. S-L-O-A-N-E. Lauren. L-A-U-R-E-N. A-P-R-N. Lauren Sloan. A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and wheezing. Next paragraph. Physical present illness. This is a 76-year-old lady who has a history of shortness of breath and cough with yellow sputum production and wheezing, had an upper respiratory infection in February this year, which persisted over the past 6 weeks. The patient has a cough in the evenings, and she denied any chest pains, and she denied fevers or chills. She has some sneezing and nasal congestion and post-nasal drip. Next paragraph, past history has included history of hip surgery for fractured hip, which was replaced twice. Also had hypertension for over 20 years. History of depression. Past history of eczema. She had cataract surgery in the past. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked 2 to 4 cigarettes per day for over 30 years and quit. Alcohol use, wine mostly. Next paragraph. Can you please add in the past history, the patient also had a history of psoriasis and history for glaucoma. Next paragraph. Family history unknown. Patient is adopted. Next paragraph. Allergies to flowers and no significant drug allergy. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient denies fatigue or fever, no double vision or glaucoma. And, no double vision, but has glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency dysuria. She has wheezing, chest congestion, cough, and apneic episodes, and eczema. She has no nausea, vomiting, heartburn, or black stools, no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression, no easy bruising, denies joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures or headaches, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list, clonopin 0.5 milligrams daily, Prozac 40 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Now, could you please add that in the system review? The patient has some anxiety or depression. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white females look pale, no acute distress, no clubbing cyanosis, but she has some skin lesions of the lower extremities consistent with psoriasis. Next line, blood pressure 140 over 90, pulse is 96, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 155, saturation 96. Itchy and dear, non-static pupils, reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosa edematous, throat is clear. Neck, supple, no venous distension, trachea, midline. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered expiratories in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of airway glass on an S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gynecomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, normal defluxes. They have no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression. Number one is reactive airways disease with chronic cough. Number two is allergic rhinitis. Number three is hypertension. And number four, history of psoriasis. Next paragraph, plan the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. Also get a CT chest without contrast. Advised to use Zyrtec 10 milligrams once daily. Nasacort nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. And CBC, CMP, IgE level were ordered. And a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPR and was added. A follow-up visit be arranged approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Lauren Sloan, L-A-U-R-E-N, Lauren. Sloan, S-L-O-A-N-E, A-P-R-N. Thank you. Dr. Souza.